Welcome to Radio Antifa. Today we're speaking with Helga from Anti-Fascist Action Stockholm. Helga, can you give maybe a brief introduction to AFA?
Well, the AFA has been in Sweden for about 10 years, and we are a very active, large group here in Sweden. We exist all over the country in maybe 20 different cities. And we're a mixture between many women are in the organization, and we fight against racism, capitalism, homophobia, and sexism.
So what type of work have you been concentrating on in your early history, and how has that changed to today?
Well, in the beginning, we had very many problems with the Nazis on the streets. We had like big Nazi demonstrations with 800-900 Nazis from all over Europe, and they had big concerts, and they had shops where they were selling Nazi material. And so in the beginning, we concentrated very much on the Nazis, to getting them off the streets, to close their shops and stop the demonstrations. And that job was very, very successful. So we've been doing lots of different campaigns through the years, very many anti-sexist campaigns against pornography and against violence against women, against rape. Now we're doing lots of anti-capitalism and anti-globalization work. But we always have the work against the Nazis as a base, sort of, try to keep them off the streets.
One of the things that Anti-Fascist Action organized this year was in the top EU summit in Gothenburg. Can you talk a little bit about why you organized against that?
Well, the European community is a very capitalist organization, and the top meetings are one every 6 months in different countries. And for us, it's very important to manifest that we are against the European community and the politics that they are, the politics that they have against, mostly against immigrants, against the poor countries, and against the European Monetary Union. So trying to sort of get these questions up and demonstrate against the non-democratic organization that the European community is.
What type of organizing did you do beforehand and during the protests and the aftermath as it is?
We did lots of work with organizing buses and having meetings for different activists to make sure they had somewhere to stay in Gothenburg. We were in big networks, working with the schools who are going to be open for the activists, and organizing lectures and meetings during the top meeting. We were also organizing the big demonstrations, and we also were organizing direct actions and how we could take care of the people who were abused by the police, and the people who were sent in prison and in custody. And now afterwards, most of our work is for the people who still are in prison, and during the trials, and trying to help people to get witnesses and good lawyers, money for all the people who come from like Germany and Australia and England to get home again. So it's very much work around the people who are still in prison. We're also doing very much media work right now, because the media here in Sweden is very, bourgeois. They have done very strange reportings from the meeting, and we're trying to sort of do interviews and tell our side of the story.
Right. As probably most listeners know, three people were shot during the demonstrations. Could you give us an update on their condition?
The last one, there was one person who was shot in the stomach. He was given 100 liters of blood during his operation, but he will probably recover. He's home with his family right now, and is feeling much better, so he will survive. And the German activist who was shot, he's still in prison, but his leg is better. That's what we know of the people who were shot. The third one, it's been very quiet about the third person who was shot. We don't think it's an activist.
Okay. Kind of bridging off that, what is the condition of arrest and people in jail right now? Because I don't think a lot of people kind of outside of Sweden really know the situation right now?
Well, we have maybe 30 to 35 people still in prison. We have two people who all charges were dropped from and were released maybe 2 days ago. And five of the Danish people were also released, but they are awaiting the sentences. And it's been really hard for the people in prison because the police have refused them to go out on their walks. You can get walks in Sweden half an hour a day on the top of the police building. So they haven't been getting any air or sunlight in 4 weeks. And they're not giving them the letters that people write. And several of the people in prison have been beaten up quite badly by the police in prison and sent to hospital because of that.
One of the slogans that AFA and other organizations were organizing against the EU meeting was under No to Fortress Europe. Could you talk a bit about what Fortress Europe means and why you were organizing against that?
Okay. Only in Sweden, 2,000 immigrants have died because of the politics that they are driving against what they call illegal immigrants. And Fortress Europe is basically that Europe's now building the walls against the poor countries higher and higher. At the same time, they are continuing the exploitation of the poor countries with special trade agreements, so that European countries are still benefiting from the old colonies, but people are not welcome here anymore, not to study, not to live, not to work, nothing, and especially not to seek help from wars. So people are basically being sent back to death sentences from Europe, and the politicians see that the biggest threat against the European community is illegal immigrants, so they are treated like criminals before they come here, and they put them in jail and in special arrests as soon as they get to the country, even if they haven't done anything. So it's a big thing of our work to work for opening the border to people who are in need.
Could you talk a bit about refugee support work that Anti-Fascist Action has done and how anti-fascists are received doing that work?
Yeah, well, most of our work is in the Network Against Racism, which is a big left-wing network here in Sweden. And we do as much work as we can together. Some people hide immigrants, others give funds, and some are like taking their cases up in media and helping in the way that people can. We also have the network No People Are Illegal, which is also sort of showing that they're just criminalizing these people without them having doing anything. So basically it's very much media work and very much campaign work. And we work together with Denmark and Norway very much in these questions, where people also hide immigrants.
Okay, fantastic. Could you give an update on activity as far as like fascist activity and anti-fascist activity specifically in Sweden right now? What kind of where things are at?
Okay. Well, the fascist activity is quite low right now. We had last year the fascists killed an anti-fascist and killed and blew bombs at journalists. So since then, many of them have been sent to prison. And they're not doing very well there, and that's good. Much of our work is also pro-prison work, like not for prison, but for the prisoners. And so we sort of keep track on the Nazis when they're in prison as well. Most of our work right now is sort of after Gothenburg. We're having an evaluation meeting in the end of this month, which is international, and trying to sort of build up a stronger network with other organizations. And what work we'll be doing in the fall, we're still discussing.
Can you talk a bit about how AFA is structured internationally? Do you have formal links with other groups in Scandinavia and Europe?
Yeah, we have in Scandinavia. We have a quite good work between Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. And then we have like personal contacts with Germany as well. But otherwise, we don't have, like, not formal, more informal meetings. But in the northern countries, we have formal meetings where we meet and discuss and draw up strategies.
And one of the things that I came across in the organizing for Gothenburg was, I believe it was Anti-Fascist Action Berlin, put out a call to march in the anti-fascist bloc. So were there a lot of European anti-fascists that came to Gothenburg?
Yes, there were. We're very happy with all of the people who came here from Germany and France and Holland and the UK, Norway, Denmark, France, Spain, Italy. Lots of people were here, and we're very happy with people showing up and demonstrating here. And of course, we will be going to Italy as well for the Genoa top meeting. So we try to sort of travel as much as we can to help each other and to show that this is an international problem. It's not a national problem.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that having a large anti-fascist contingent from all over Europe in Gothenburg helped shift the politics towards, like you said, being more international and less nationalistic?
Yeah, probably. But most left-wing organizations out there came from all over Europe. It's not just the anti-fascist movement. It's the socialist movement and the syndicalist movement also came from, like, Spain and Portugal, and all over the Europe came. So I think it's important that we try to demonstrate international, to show that we also have this international strength that the capitalism is, what the capitalism have.
Okay, thank you very much for interviewing on Radio Antifa today.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck with your work there.
Yeah, thank you, you too. And for people who are wishing to get in contact with Anti-Fascist Action Stockholm, you can look up their webpage at afa-stockholm.antifa.net. Their PO box is AFA Stockholm, box 38196, 10,064, Stockholm, Sweden. Their phone number is 46739-98-0159, and you can reach them via email at afasweden@motkraft.net, and that's spelled motkraft.net.